Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So, Baruch Hashem, I'm back again, and I was asked to give another shiur regarding medical malpractice. So, fundamentally, the sugya we're dealing with is Tabach Uman Shekilkel, any professional doing his job, and he caused damage. And the two fundamentals of the sugya, as we mentioned in the Shia Psich on Monday, is a tabach, a shoychet, or a shulchani. And what is the din when a doctor causes damage, medical malpractice? Does it have the same halacha as any other professional? Or maybe is it different? So there's a very famous line in Chazal. Everybody is familiar with, but very few people know what it means. Ein loy ledayin elo ma she'einav royes. And usually, this expression is used when a dayin or a rov gives a psak, and then people come to complain, it was different, you didn't know. And the dayan apologizes and he says, I know what I was told, I know what I see. Ein lo ledayin elo ma she'einav royes. That is not what Chazal mean when they say this expression. And this expression is found three times in Shas. Sanhedrin Daf Vav, Vav Basa Kuf Lamed, Nidah Daf Chof. And in each of these sugyas, it means something else. So this is bechlal an interesting discussion, which we won't get into today, maybe at some future time. Many places in Shas, we find the same words exactly with different meanings. Not always does the same expression or the same phrase have the same meaning. And a mic silver might have an entire list. I don't know whether anyone else compiled a list like this of the same phrase, which in different sources has a totally different meaning. And we find that quite a few times. Eidisha botla, mektsosa botla, kula, palgin, and debura, and many other sugyas. What does it mean, ein lo ledayin elo ma she'einav royes? And what does it have to do with medical malpractice? It has to do. So in Bava Basa Kuf Lamed, the Gemara gives a fundamental rule in Darkei HaPsak, in Darkei HaHiroa. And one of the great Tanuam told us, Talmidim, if you hear a halacha from me, and you have questions, you have doubts, and it doesn't seem to make sense, then trust your judgment. Ein lo ledayin elo ma she'einav royes. And the fact that I gave a psak is not binding. And if you have a different opinion and you learn the sugi, you think differently, then you are entitled to disagree with me. And the Gemara uses this expression, ein lo ledayin elo ma she'einav royes, which doesn't mean what his eyes see, but what he thinks and his opinion and his mind. That is what it means in Bava Basa Kuf Lamed. In Nidah Daf Chof, it's totally a different meaning. And in Nidah, we're dealing with Maras Domim. When you bring a Mara to a Chochem, to a Rav, and he sees what he sees, and he gives a psak, doesn't matter whether it's dry or wet, and he doesn't need to be Choshish. Maybe the coloring will be different, or was
Kol HaLashon.
The Dayan Paskins, in accordance to what he sees. So in this source, it is your eyes and what your eyes see, not what your mind understands. And that is a totally different sugya. Sugya number three, Sanhedrin Daf Vav, is the one that is relevant to our discussion and to the sugya we're learning. Ein lo ledayin elo ma she'einav royes. The Gemara says, what an awesome responsibility is for a dayin to pasken halacha. You should know it's an awesome responsibility. Shemo Yoimar, Mali Letzar Hazer. People are used to saying Mali Letzora Hazois. The Loshon of the Gemara is Mali Letzora Hazois. Why get into it? You need to be insane to become a Dayan if it's such a huge responsibility. The Gemara says, no, don't shy away. Ein ledayan ela masha ein avroyes. And in this source, what it means is, you do your job, you're responsible, you're diligent, you did your best, you're qualified, you have heter heroa, you have smicha, you're qualified to be a dayan, don't shy away. If you do your best, Kodesh Baruch will forgive you, even though you might make mistakes. Shgiyan, shgiyis miyoven. Human beings make mistakes. And I assume that every poisek and every dayan sometimes made mistakes. And that is not a reason to shy away. So in this source, ein adayin ela masha ein avroyes is forgiving. It is about forgiveness. It is an awesome responsibility, but it's not a reason to stay away, to shy away. It is an awesome responsibility, but it's even a greater schus. Ein ladayin ela masha ein avroyes. If you weren't mezalzel, you did your best, then you will be forgiven. And that is what the Gemara says regarding a dayan. Comes along the Ramban in Teres Odom Shara Mechush, and he says the same applies to a doctor. You bear awesome responsibility. Your decisions affect life and death. Shemi yoyme mali letzarezois, mali letzareze. Ein leroifa ela ma she'eino royes. You do your best. You might make mistakes. You will make mistakes. Not only you might. It's human. It's not a reason to look for a different job. So the Ramban is the one that compares doctors to Rabbanim. In Chazal, we find the expression only regarding a Rav and a Dayan. And the Ramban says the same goes to a doctor. And the Ramban, that's the derech of the Ramban to mifarish the Gemara in Bava Kama Pehei Omed Aleph. Verapu Yerape, Mekan Shenitno Rishus Leroifa Lerapois. So on page 266 in our book, in our Sefer, we have the Gemara, Verapu Yerape. Look at the Sanya de Bereshmol, the Tanya de Bereshmol. Verapu Yerape, Mekan Shenitno Rishus Leroifa Lerapois. What is the Chiddush? Shenitno Rishus Leroifa Lerapois. Rashi writes, V'lo amrinan, Rachmon emachti, ve'iu masi. We don't say, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to punish a person. And you salvage that person, and you heal him. Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to strike, and you are the one to go against Ritzon Hashem, against the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're going to heal him. So the Gemara says, no. Kodesh Baruch Hu strikes, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants you to heal. That is Ritzon Hashem, and that is the mitzvah. So that is Rashi's interpretation. What's the Chiddush? Mekan shenitne reshus l'roif l'rapes. Let's have a look at Tosis on this spot. Nitne reshus l'roif v'zvim tomo. V'hu merapi l'chudei shemine lei. Hane mile make b'de yodom. Avel choy le'abo m'dei shemayim. Nerek esois l'gzeres ha'melech. K'mash melon d'shori. Tosis wants to explain, why do we need the kefal aloshon, verapo yirape? Even if it would be written only verapoi, obviously, nitne reshus l'roif l'rapois. Tosis explains, we would have a havim in it if a person hurt another, that is the din of choybal v'chaveroi, then a doctor has the right to heal. But if a person fell ill and it's a choyli b'dei shemayim, not another person hurt him, havi amina, nerike soysor, retzoin Hashem, komash malon. So Tosis agrees fundamentally with Rashi that the revus of Yerape Yerape is just kilshona gemora, kepashtes shaloshon, nitne reshus l'roif l'rapois. We would have a havamina that a doctor has no right to heal. Human beings have no right to heal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochetz V'Hu Merapeh. The one that brought this illness should take it away. Kamash Melon? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects humans to heal, to care for each other, and to heal each other. The Ramban offers a different explanation, which ties in to our sugya of medical malpractice and the responsibility, the liability of a doctor if he makes a mistake. Mekan shenitne reshus l'roifel l'rapois, don't shy away. You might make mistakes. You might chas v'sholem even cause the demise of a person. And that is yeherig val yaver, shviches domim. No, you do your best. And that is Ritzoyin Hashem. So the Ramban compares a doctor to a Rav, to a Poisik, to a Dayan, and that is the Ramban's interpretation in Mekan Shenitne Rishus L'Roi for the Rapois. And the Ramban writes, not only Rishus, Mitzvah as well. So even though you know you're going into a profession that bears immense responsibility, it's not a reason to shy away. Do it. And that is Ritzon Hashem, and that is a mitzvah. So the question is, when does a doctor bear responsibility and when not? And the question is twofold. We're dealing with monetary liability. Do you need to pay if you cause damage? And we're dealing with Achrayus Kamei Shemayo. And these two different areas, these two different aspects, are by a dayan and by a doctor. Because if you are dying dealing with monetary issues, and you gave a wrong psak, and you caused the loss of money to a person, you are mechayev him to pay even though he doesn't need to pay. Or you pattered the defendant even though he should be paying up. And it also affects rabbonim in other areas. When we're not dealing with dina mominis, you gave the wrong psak, and you caused the person to be over avera. And the same regarding to a doctor. So in the sources we will be discussing in the coming few moments, we will be dealing with monetary liability if a doctor caused damage to a person, caused them to be a balmum, he caused them to be ill, and he can't work, and also achayis kamei shemaya, a doctor that caused the demise of a person, is yechayev golus. Like Hoireg Nefesh Bishgogo. And these are the sources we will be dealing with in the coming few moments. I wrote about these sugyas more in the Bein Odom L'Mokoyim aspect, and not only Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, in two different periods, challenging periods that we've witnessed in Eretz Yisrael and the entire world in the last few years. 4 or 5 years ago, in the period of Corona. So after a year of COVID, I published a Sefer Minchas Osher on the COVID pandemic. When the Sefer came out, a person approached me with a Sefer and he said, I always admired the Rav greatly, but I didn't know you're a prophet. I didn't know you're a Navi. And I said, will you share with me how you reached the conclusion I'm a Navi? Maybe you'll convince me, because neither did I know that I'm a Navi. So he said, I'm holding this book in my hand. It's 650 pages after a year of COVID. I'm sure you started writing this Sefer 4 years ago. How did you know COVID is coming if you're not a Navi? So I told him, I'm deeply disappointed because you did not convince me, because I did not start writing this Sefer 4 years ago. But in a difficult period, when shailas pile up on your desk and you need to answer, you have siyata d'shmaya. So I didn't start writing this tshuvas before the pandemic broke out. So obviously I'm not a Navi. And in that period, we had shailas that we never imagined we will have. And once again, in the past 15 months, in this terrible war, so many shailas came up. So Minchas Osher and Corona, there's a tshuva that I wrote to a nurse who was devastated after working 4 shifts nonstop. She attached the patient to a ventilator, to a portable ventilator, and after a few minutes, the patient died. And she realized she didn't connect the tubes properly, and he wasn't getting oxygen. And she was devastated, as you could imagine. And I wrote a letter of chizuk, starting off with Verapu Yerape, with the Ramban, with what we're discussing now. And she was not to blame at all, because they weren't trained to use portable ventilators. This is a machine she wasn't familiar with. And after working four shifts, you know, Meresiris Nefesh, without sleeping, and this wasn't a machine she was trained on, then mistakes are inevitable. So I wrote a Michtav Chizuk. A few months ago, I wrote a letter to soldiers that killed their friends in friendly fire, which also in war is inevitable. It happens, especially in urban warfare, when you're fighting in alleys and in buildings, and it happened quite a few times in this terrible war. And they asked, do we need to do tshuva? And I wrote a very lengthy tshuva, and some of these tshuvas were publicized. At Sada Shova, they were oisig b'mitzvah. The soldiers were oisig b'malchez mitzvah to kill our enemies and to save our people. And that nurse was oisig in atzolus nefoshes. That is the nature of her job. So do you bear responsibility? And in both these cases, we're not dealing with money. We're not dealing with monetary loss. We're dealing with ibid nefoshes. And the question is, you more bein odam lemakoy. So let's have a look at four different Tosefta's, four different Brises, and they're all on our page 266 in our book. And one source seems to contradict another. And how do we reconcile these four Brises? And we start off with a Brise in Masechet Makis. Shliach Bezdin Sheikh Obrishus Bezdin, Hareza Goyla. Shliach Bezdin gives Makis. Lametes. And the person died under his hand. Chayev Golos. Roifa Uman. Sheripe Bershus Bezdin. Harei Ze Goyla. So a doctor administering medicine or doing surgery and a patient died under his hand. Horeg Nefes Bishgogo. Ve Goyla Chayev Golos. And we do not say he was doing his duty. He was Mekayim a mitzvah. And he bears no responsibility. No, harei ze goyla. Source number two is a brisa, tesefta in Bava Kama. Roifa umen sheripe brishus beis din veizek, pota medini odem vechayev dinoi mosu lishamayim. Pota medini odem means hizik. We're not dealing with death. So we're not dealing with golos here, cause loss. And when we're dealing with nezek, it is about money. Potem b'din adam, chayev b'din shemayim. There are so many sugyas in Shas where we find the definition, potem b'din adam, chayev b'din shemayim. Most noteworthy, the Mishnah Bava Kama Nun Vav, Grome ben Ezekim. Grome ben Ezekim potor. Chayev l'tzei sidei shemayim. And I wrote a very, very lengthy siman that there are five different levels. Let's say Sidei Shemayim is not the same as Chayev Bedinei Shemayim. Close, but not the same. Lefnim Mishuras Adin. That is not, let's say Sidei Shemayim. Ruach Chachomim Noicha Heimeno, the very last Mishnah Masechet Shviyos. That is a lesser level. So, we're not going to go into this today because it's a totally different sugi. I'm just mentioning, the Braisa says, Dinoi Moso Leshamayim. It's not exactly Chayev B'dinoi Shamayim, but Dinoi Moso Leshamayim. So the five levels are Chayev B'dinoi Shamayim, Boletzei Sidei Shamayim, Lefnei Meshur Sadin, Midas Chasidus, Ruach Chachomem Noicha Emeno. We're not going to go into this sugya. But nevertheless, the Braisa says, Potter B'dina Yodam, he bears no liability in Beis Din. He doesn't need to pay. However, Dinai Mosa L'Shamayim. What does that mean? Does that mean, let's say, Sidei Shamayim, he needs to pay? Pay the entire amount? Or some money B'derech Pshara? We go on to Braisa number 3. Shliach Beis Nishuk Avishus Beis Nevizik Poto. Aval Choval Yosem and Araui Areza Chayev. Roifa Umen Sheripe Brishus Beis Nevizik Poto. Choval Yosem and Araui Areza Chayev. This Brisa says, sometimes a doctor, and a qualified doctor, Birshus Beisden, Choval Yoisa Min Haraui, then he bears liability. What does Choval Yoisa Min Haraui mean? It is obvious that he made a bad decision, and that is a certain level of negligence. Choval Yoisa Min Haraui, Chayev Bedina Yodom, and not only B'dinei Shemaim. Finally, the last source is the Tosefta in Gittin. And realize that in all these braises, Shliach Beis Din comes together with Roifa Uman. So on the last source, on our sheet, the braise Masechet Gittin. Shliach Beis Din Shikur B'shis Beis Din Vizik B'shoi Gipotah B'meizet Chayiv M'pnei Tikkun Uoilom. Roifa Umen Sheripe Bishus Beizn Vehizik Bishogik Potter Bamezet Chayim Mepnei Tikkun Uoilam. Tikkun Uoilam definitely doesn't relate to Bamezet Chayim. Bamezet Chayim, Pshita. That's not Tikkun Uoilam. Bishogik Potter Mepnei Tikkun Uoilam. Because, as we have already learned after 2 days dealing with the Sugya, Odomud Lioilam, and Mazik, is chayiv even b'shoigeg. So why would a doctor have a different rule? Mipnei tikkun uoilam. Because we don't want doctors to stay away. We don't want doctors to be afraid to treat patients. And when a doctor will be afraid to take any risk, because he will be a liability, then the ones to suffer at the end of the day will be the patients. And therefore, tikkun uoilam, we don't say odam uod lioilam, ma b'shoigig potu. So these are the important sources. And if we try to reconcile all these braises, I think the maskona would be chay b'dinei shamayim. And golus is always dinei shamayim. Golus is, that is dinei shamayim. Even though Beis Din imposes on a person to go in golus, but it's the din Torah. And it is the equivalent to Chayev B'dinei Shumayim. B'dinei Yodom, Mezid Chayev Shogig Potter. And my interpretation, even though it's a Chiddush what I say now, Mezid Chayev, my Kumashmalon, if he's a Mezid, he's not a doctor. If he's a Mezid, he's a criminal. Why is it relevant that he's a doctor? If a doctor takes a hammer and his neighbor made him nervous and he knocks the daylights out of his neighbor with the hammer, why is it relevant that he's a doctor? If he's a mezid, then that's not medicine. What's the chiddush mezid chayiv? I think mezid is negligence or gross negligence. In law, there are different levels of negligence. Mezid Chayiv doesn't mean when he intended to hurt a person. If that is the case, why is it relevant that he's a doctor? If a person shoots another person, doesn't matter what his profession is. Doesn't matter whether he's a rov or a doctor or whatever he is. So I think Mezid in this case doesn't mean a person whose intention is to hurt another. Mezid is Poisheya. And sometimes Poshea and Mezid are one and the same. And the other halacha we learn, Choval Yoisa Min Haraui. And in my interpretation, that is like Mezid. It happened more than once. A doctor removed the wrong kidney. He removed the wrong kidney. What is more common, he drilled the wrong tooth. He wasn't careful in examining the x-ray, and he drilled the wrong tooth. In that case, that is definitely Choval Yoisa Min Haraui. And in that case, he would bear responsibility. So as we see in all these braises, Shliach Beis Din and Roifa go together. the Rambam seems to contradict his own teaching. Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin by Shliach Beis Din, writes that he's poto. Lach toiv eitzim steht bagolus. Machatov es eitzim reshus af kol reshus. Shliach Beis Din b'mitzvah ko'osek is einoi goyle. And on the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Roitzeach v'shmiras ha'nefesh writes that roifa shehorag goyle. Where do we have the Rambam? Who knows? Should be very close by here. 269. Harava makas talmido yoshliach beizdin sheheku as baladin anim nemelovoi vehemisoi vishgogo pturum in a golos. Shenem taktoveitzen. Letvarashis. Yotsu ava makas benoi verava roides talmido vishliach beizdin. Harei shogagu vahorgu bishas asiyas ha-mitzvah. And therefore, einoi goyle. On the other hand, the Rambam, regarding a doctor, the Rambam paskins goyle. Do we have that one? Two 70 is the Shulchan Aruch. So let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, yeah, definitely is a mitzvah.
He's asking if there's a mitzvah and every individual become a doctor.
No, but there's a mitzvah to be merapa. There's no mitzvah for every individual to be a shliach beizdin. Shliach beizdin is a choice. If this is the profession you choose, just as a doctor. And all the Rishonim, including the Ramban, in that very same paragraph, the Rambam writes, even though the Lashon of the Gemara is nitna reshus l'roi for the rapis, it's not only reshus, it is a mitzvah. And what is the source of the mitzvah? Hashovas gufoi, the parsha of Hashovas aveda, some Rishonim write verapi yarapi. So let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, page 270. Nosno ha-toyre reshus l'roi for the rapis v'mitzvahi. Shulchan Aruch clearly says it's not only reshus, it is a mitzvah as well. Ubechlal pikuach nefeshu ve'emoneya atzma yareze shoifer domin. And if you could heal, ve'emoneya atzma yareze shoifer domin. Vafilu yesh mishir apeno shaloi mekol odom uzzarech leslapis. Miu. Lo yisasek berfua elem ken buki ve'lo yehesham godol mimeno shem loiken hareze shoifer domin. In all the brises, we learned Bereshus Beisden, and in Shulchan Aruch as well. Let's continue to read the Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Imlochen erez shevir domen, ve'imripe sheloi Bereshus Beisden, chayim v'teshlumen, afile imuboki, ve'imripe Bereshus Beisden, ve'tov v'ezek, potem edine yodom, ve'chayim edine shemayim, ve'emhem ezvenoi deloi sheshogad, goyla al yodoi. So the various different prices are included in this sheaf. Golos? Yes. Tashlumen? No. The Tosefta, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch talk about Rishus Beis Din. Rishus Beis Din is no longer relevant today. Once, when a doctor wanted to become a doctor, who certified him? The Beis Din. Aruch HaShulchan writes, Siv Beis, Shin Lamed Vav, today, you need to be certified by the health ministry, whichever country you live in. The authorities need to give you reshus. You need to have a degree. You need to go to medical school. And that is reshus based in Bizmanenu, writes the Aruch HaShulchan. And I go back to what we discussed 2 days ago, that Rabbonim shouldn't give financial advice. Even more important, Rabbonim shouldn't give medical advice. And when people ask me for medical advice, I say I might know a tiny little more about medicine than the average Rav, but I'm not a doctor, and I cannot give medical advice. I could apply common sense, and if you tell me what the doctor said, I could help you navigate, but I will never give medical advice. Only doctors could give medical advice. And therefore, Afropishu Boki, he thinks he's Boki, but it's Shirobishus Bezdin, and Turei Diocha Shulchan writes the Shus Bezdin means the authorities, then he is Potter. So fundamentally, the din of a doctor is on one hand similar to any other professional. Boki or not Boki. So when you're a Shulchani or you're a Tabach, you need to be a Boki, a doctor, but a doctor needs to be certified. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Potem Medin Odom V'chaya B'din HaShemayim. The Osa Meach wonders, why does the Shulchan Aruch write that a doctor is Chayev Golos? If the Rambam paskins that a Shliach Beis Din is Potem HaGolos, because he's Oisik B'mitzvah, why wouldn't that rule apply to a doctor as well? In this very same sieve, the Shulchan Aruch says, he has a mitzvah. Now the Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal about Golos, because the Shulchan Aruch, following in the footsteps of the Torah, only writes, what's Noeg Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, there is no Chiyuv Golos. But the Orso Meach writes, according to the Rambam, that a Shliach Beis Din is Potem HaGolos, the same would apply to a doctor. So the Orso Meach disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, Goyle, like, is only when there's a certain level of negligence. So let's focus on Chiyuv Tashlumin and not on Golos, because Golos isn't Nogeya Bizman Hazeh. Yeah, that is a very interesting comment. I think in days of yore, we're not aware that there were specialties. You know, doctors knew so little about medicine, there was no need for specialties, and probably every doctor was a mumche to everything. There was very little surgery performed, definitely going back hundreds of years and thousands of years. Today, when there are different disciplines and different fields of medicine, does the Shulchan Aruch mean to indicate that the mitzvah is only hatzolas nefoshes? Or the other, if Shainim right, the mitzvah is hashavas gufoy, and that would apply not only to atzolas nefoshes. That is a parsha of hashavas aveda. And you have a mitzvah of hashavas aveda when you give back an object that is worth 10 shekel or $5. So a doctor would have a mitzvah just healing people and making them well and making them feel better and lav dafka hatzolas nefoshes. So every doctor is Mekayim a mitzvah when he administers medicine. So if you want to go back and decide when does a doctor bear monetary liability, Kamei Shemaya, we'll talk in a few moments, but monetary liability. Mezid Chayev. And I explained Mezid doesn't mean that he intended to hurt a person. If he intended to hurt a person, then it's irrelevant that he's a doctor. Of course he's chayev, just like any other criminal. Achoyvel b'chaveiroi. Mezid means negligence. So af al pi, on one hand, Chazal were metak and tikkun olam, that a doctor does not bear liability, because we don't want doctors not to take any risk, and we don't want doctors to shy away from their profession. So that the Sefta says, Tikkun Olam, he should be potter. We do not say, Odom Uad Li'olam. We're not Machayev and Oines when it comes to medicine. But if he is negligent, yes. And that is also Chovel Yoisol Min Hara'ui. Chuvas HaTashba says a Gevaldige Chiddush, which is unique, and no one else makes this argument. The Tashbitz argues that there is a difference between a surgeon, let's say, and a doctor that just gives medicine. A doctor that gave the wrong medicine or the wrong prescription, too much or too little, is only a grome benazikin. It is not direct. It is indirect. If he wouldn't be a doctor, he still would be poter medina yodam. If he's a doctor, he's poter even medina shemayim. But a surgeon, and that fits into the lotion of the Tesefta, choval yoiser men haraui, he cut the wrong place, or he cut more than needed. There was a small tumor, and he should have taken out the tumor, and instead of taking out the tumor and the affected area, he cut off far more, and he took out half of the lung, which was totally uncalled for. That is chovel yoisem and ra'ui. So the Tashba says, that is a mazik biyodayim. If he wouldn't be a doctor, he would be chayim l'shalem medina yodam, and he's a doctor, chayim medina shemayim. So the Tashbetz is the only one that differentiates between direct and indirect damage that a doctor caused. Be a daim or bederech grama. But if he is a pushaya, that would mean garmi, and garmi is chayiv. So in my opinion, and this is a question that comes up very often, a doctor, the patient and his family feels that he made a terrible mistake. Is it legitimate to file a claim? If you go to Beis Din, Beis Din doesn't have the tools to deal with medical malpractice. Because according to Halacha, it is all about what is the monetary loss. And many times there is no monetary loss. The person could keep his job. Just a question of Sheves. I had a case in which a doctor gave a bad diagnosis and he thought a child had some stomach cramps and it was torsion of a testicle and the child lost the testicle because he arrived in the hospital too late. So, no monetary damage. By a shidduch, would he get less money? No, he doesn't even need to share that when it comes to a shidduch, because a person could have many children with one testicle. It's not something you need to share. But it's pain, and it's suffering, and it's something that shouldn't have happened. The doctor gave a wrong diagnosis, and I gave a heter arkois, because Beis Din doesn't have the tools to deal with this case. And to me, Mishum tikanu oilam, I say tikanu oilam, the doctors should bear responsibility if they make bad decisions, if they're negligent. I think that is tikanu oilam. And so this was indirect, not direct. He didn't do any direct damage, but he made a bad decision. And to me, negligence is mazed. And because Beis Din doesn't have the means to deal with this case, I gave a heter arkois. Go to court. Okay. Every groma failed in koichoi. Koichoi kemasov. Koichoi is direct. When you gave a wrong prescription, it's not koichoi. And therefore, abstaining or not giving the right advice is just like writing a wrong prescription. It is the same. And any medical decision that is negligent, in my opinion, bears liability. And to the extent, because Boti Din don't have the tools to deal with this, I gave a heter to go to court. So today, doctors nowhere in the world need to pay out of their pocket. They all have insurance. But it definitely will hurt a doctor if the insurance company will be to pay a big sum. His premiums will go up. His reputation would be somewhat diminished. But I think this is important. Doctors should be careful and they shouldn't be negligent. And therefore, I paskin, it is legitimate to be terveya, a doctor, but it needs to be gross negligence. And as long as it is in the realm of
Kol HaLashon,
as we see, a doctor is poto mepnei tikken hu'oila. What is the makor of what? So these questions bring us to a totally different sugya, and that is a sugya everkois, not medical malpractice, but I will answer briefly. I once had a disagreement with Moron Agoin Rabbanev Shteyman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrocha, and I had a very, very special relationship with Rabbanev. Bnei Abayas used to ask me to come more often because when I come, he's in a good mood, they told me. So they really, mamish, plead with me I should come more often because I always lift his spirits when I come in. And my relationship with Rabban Leib really started when I accompanied Moran when he came to visit America, and I came along as the translator or the interpreter. And I always thank Reb Shlomo, my friend, profoundly, because he was the one that initiated I should be coming along with Rabban Leib and translate what he has to say. And Rabban Leib felt that even if a person could get a heter arkois, it's a dochak, it's a bidiyeved, and it's better to forego your claim. And I say many times forgoing your claim is wrong because you encourage people to do awful things. And if a person knows that he's going to get away with it, and so I brought sources when a Beis Din gives a heter to go to Arkois, the Arkois are considered like the Shliach Beis Din. And that is a lechatchila. And we see the Arkois as Shlichei Beis Din. It's not a gather of dechuya, it's a gather of hutro. You could never go to Arkois without a heter of Beis Din, but if you have a heter from Beis Din, that is a lechatchila. Is there a difference between an Israeli court and a Goyish court? So when the state was established, some Rabbonim argued that there would be a difference, and the Chazon Ish writes very harshly, and he says in Israeli court that paskins in accordance to non-Jewish laws is even worse than a Goyish court. We cannot expect a Goyish court to paskin in accordance to Chosha Mishpat, but in a Jewish state, in a Jewish court, that paskins against the Torah is even worse than a non-Jewish court, and that was the opinion, and that was the psak of the Chazon Ish. So coming back to our sugya, I think there are cases, based on the Tosefta, that a doctor will bear responsibility, but it needs to be gross negligence. Otherwise, Shulchan Aruch, Chazal, watch over a doctor, because we don't want doctors to leave the profession, and we don't want doctors to be afraid of liabilities, of claims, and therefore, as long as he did his job in an elegant way, he bears no responsibility. So the shuvas I mentioned about soldiers that killed their friends, I brought many sources, about 15 different sources, starting off with Marie Weil, Ad Achroinei Achroinim, person that brought about the demise of an other, even though the story is so clear that he's not to blame at all, still needs tikkunei tshuva. Doesn't bear direct responsibility. And even when he's potamagolus, still bears some responsibility kamei shamaya, and he needs to be makabel on himself, tikkunei tshuva. Regarding the soldiers, I was extremely makel, because these are decisions that need to make in a fraction of a millisecond. Either you shoot or you're killed. Either you kill or you're killed. And we can't afford, soldiers should be afraid to attack or to shoot, and that would be tragic. Therefore, I wrote at the time, no responsibility. But when those soldiers came home, I did write, they should learn and give tzedakah le'ilui nishmosam of those that were killed by friendly fire. And many achronim say, if the family of those that were killed is poor, support them financially, do good. So today we discussed the din of a roifa, shehizik, and we started off with a comparison between a doctor and a rav. What is the comparison? How does the Ramban compare a doctor to a dayan? I think the comparison is twofold, and it's so powerful. The service they give to the community is essential, necessary, not only necessary and essential. It is, there's no way without it. If people will be afraid to be Rabbanim and Poiskim and Dayonim, Nimtzehu Olam Chorev, Ishes Re'eyu Chayim below, there would be no people to instruct, to guide, to give psak. And the same with doctors. No society could function and survive without doctors, because illness and ailments are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. So society desperately needs doctors, and a frum society, a Jewish society, definitely needs Rabbonim and Poiskim. And on the other hand, in both these fields, it is inevitable that mistakes will be made. Because a dayan that sits every day in the Torah and a rav that needs to paskin, we are human. Mistakes will be made, both by doctors and by rabbonim. And therefore, these two fields are similar. So what Chazal say about a dayan, the Ramban says, same rule would apply to doctors. Because in both these fields, the service is of utmost importance, and it is extremely likely and maybe even inevitable that mistakes will be made, and therefore these two areas are incomparable. And Chazal say, on one hand, you need to feel an awesome responsibility, on the other hand, an awesome privilege, and do not shy away. If you will do your best, to the best of your understanding, your knowledge, your insight, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be forgiving. So the responsibility is not a reason to stay away, to shy away. The responsibility is a reason to take your job seriously and to treat the community, doctors in their way and Rabbonim in their way. Yehi rotzon shelo nekoshel bedvar halacha.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.